I'm Walter Spires, and these are today's Words with a Memory. I'm wrapping up this week with two key words about the Bible that follow up on what I talked about last time, the truth of the Bible, when Jesus said, "Your word is truth. Sanctify them in truth," speaking of his disciples. The verses I chose for today are found in 2 Peter 1, 19-21. "So we have the prophetic word made more sure, to which you would do well to pay attention, as to a lamp shining in a dark place until the day dawns and morning star arises in your hearts. But know this first of all, that no prophecy of Scripture is a matter of one's own interpretation. For no prophecy was ever made by an act of human will, but men, moved by the Holy Spirit, spoke from God." The two key words are inerrancy and infallibility. Some may consider those Christian speak words, but they're very important to understand and how they apply to our Bibles today. Infallibility means our Bibles are trustworthy. They can be trusted to be the truth and to apply today to our lives. The word inerrancy means there are no errors. It is without error. Now, let me give you one clarification there, and this is not letting God off the hook. This is speaking the truth that a lot of people are very confused about, so I may take a little bit more time today explaining this. The infallibility and the inerrancy of the Word of God apply to those words that the Holy Spirit spoke through those 40 or so writers when he gave them to them during that 1,500 year or so period that the Scriptures were written. Since that time, the Bible has been translated many times, from Hebrew to Greek, Aramaic, Latin. Today, many, many translations into hundreds of languages, even within the English language. We have the NASB and the ESV and the NIV, New King James and the King James, and many other translations, and some are interpretations, not direct translations. And you will find in your notes of a good study Bible or most good Bibles where there may be a copyist error, it is often pointed out. Or where there may be a point of contention, it is pointed out directly. One of the best known examples is found in Mark 16 with some verses that have proved very controversial over the years, where it talks about people handling snakes and drinking poison, and then some of the verses used to conclude that chapter at the end of the book of Mark. You will find notes that say these verses were not in the earliest manuscripts. Often the Septuagint, which is the Greek translation of the Hebrew Bible, is quoted more in the New Testament than the Hebrew version. So there are those kinds of things that lead the naysayers to point at this and call it a bunch of lies and contradictions, and it is not. That is infallible and inerrant in the way God spoke it to these writers. And you need to believe that and stand on it and defend it, because it is the truth. God would not tell us lies. And there's not one major theme, or minor theme for that matter, that isn't consistent throughout the Word of God, Old and New Testament, because Jesus Christ said that it is truth. There are no true contradictions in the Bible, as some like to argue. There are sites where you can go to, and they are dedicated directly to helping you understand how those contradictions can be satisfied. And there are things that simply cannot be explained, because the Holy Spirit has revealed what He has revealed in His Word, the Holy Bible, but not everything, and we'll know that when it becomes clearer, when we are home with Jesus. And those are words worth remembering, and remembering well, for Christ's sake. Amen.
To learn more about how you can become a Christian or grow in your walk with the Lord and receive freely of all the biblically based content we have created, or donate to help keep this ministry going strong, go to onlyjesus.life. That's onlyjesus.life.